Well, the gaps are multiple, I would like to say. You have gaps, for example, in the criminalization aspects, the fact that you fight, etc. All these aspects are not criminalized properly. Second, the punishment. You have correspondence with the immigration law, but not exactly in connection with this huge criminal phenomenon. The porosity of the borders also is another aspect. On the financial aspects also, these foreign terrorist fighters are paid by the organization. So we have to cut off the links of these terrorist organizations like ISIL, you know, from the resources that they have, especially now the gas, the oil.
What are the next steps then?
Well, the next steps, of course, are to fill the gaps, of course. We at the Security Council, we have to rely on and call upon UN partners that we have.
You mentioned ISIL, the so-called Islamic State. It's grown over time, advanced, it controls a territory, it has funding through the sale of gas and petrol and taking over banks. It has a certain structure. It's the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, but it's referred to in short as the Islamic State. Mm. What do you say to that?
First of all, let me be absolutely clear. The so-called Islamic State is neither Islamic nor a state. Why? First of all, Islamic, all the Islamic authorities say that it doesn't correspond at all to what Islam is. Concerning a state, first of all, let be clear that it is a terrorist organization, a non-state actor, which has a strategy of conquering land in Iraq and Syria. Of course, it has gained control over territories, but territories which do not belong to it. This is done by coercion. It is under no circumstances a legitimate state and cannot be recognized as such in the international law.